Thank you, Vishu, for that wonderful bhajan tutor. It is time now for our next episode of Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Dear listeners, as always, this is Prem from Team Radio Sai, joined by Vatsaya Prakash, welcoming you to this segment which is based completely on Bhagwan's discourses. So before all else, we offer a most humble and loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and we pray that he inspires the words that we speak today. Sairam Sai Prakash.
Sairam Prem. This has been a wonderful discourse that we are going through, Road to Divinity.
Right.
And as we discussed last time,
mm-hmm.
Swami is using every possible means to drive home the point that he wants to. You know, Swami gives us concepts, teaches us how we should approach and how we should understand the various complicated, quote-unquote, complicated, concepts in spirituality.
Right.
But when he actually links it to our day-to-day life, like the last discourse, when he actually linked it to how we should sleep, how we should eat, how we should walk, how we should talk. I mean, that really sets Swami apart. Because on one hand you have the highest philosophy, on the other hand you have its absolute practical implications and how it should inspire every activity of your daily life. And especially the last two paragraphs that we did in the last episode, Swami has given such clear instructions, and for youth as well, how they should conduct in daily life.
You know, if you just look at it in a broader sense, if you see any ritual which is being done as part of any religious activity, spiritual activity,
mm-hmm.
there is little connection between what is done physically and what it would be in the mental frame.
Okay.
There's no direct correlation. But somehow, you know, it requires a physical manifestation
mm-hmm.
for you to benefit from that thought, or for you to keep yourself focused on that thought.
Okay.
A simple thing like when you're doing archana,
mm-hmm.
you do that thing of offering, taking some flowers, and you say something and you offer.
Mm.
Actually, that act does not mean anything.
Mm.
I mean, that flowers which you put for Swami, you know, it's not that.
Mm.
If you don't do that, the prayer that you utter doesn't reach him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Mm.
But there is that something physical which has to be done.
True.
For you to gain that mental concentration.
I think it's also more of, making sure that every part of you is involved
right.
in the worship. Because doing something physically is important, no doubt. Because it keeps your hands and possibly your lips busy chanting the name of the Lord. But more important, or equally important, I would say, is the mental state. And in one of these discourses, he said, if you are sitting for meditation and your mind is on the dhobi, or something
right,
to that
absolutely.
Effect. At this point, you know, there is something which I heard,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not sure how true it is or how, valid it is. But some of the sages and saints, they do something called a manasika puja.
Right, right.
They don't... Excuse me. They don't actually sit and do an archanam, or they don't sit and do an abhishekam. They just do it in their mental state.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that that is much more powerful than actually physically doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all comes back to the same hierarchy that we are talking about. How Swami says, Atma, the mind, the senses, and then the body.
Right.
So, the Atma is the subtlest and it should control the rest. Similarly, taking this example, if somebody is physically doing an archana or an abhishekam, if somebody is doing it with his mind, offering his mind and his thoughts, possibly that's why it becomes more powerful.
Right. And you know, that's the thing, even if you're doing anything ritualistically, physically,
mm-hmm.
the idea is, you know that it helps you, focus your mind,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time you know that this is only a physical outward manifestation and this is not what is supposed to be done. To be done is in the mental level.
But if you are aware of that, that's good.
Right.
But many people just leave out that part.
That's
and
the
they
problem.
Say, I have chanted Ram Namam these many lakhs of times, these many.
Right. No, that's the simplest thing which I always used to think. If you look at it from how we learn chemistry, like suppose you're doing a reaction with water.
Mm-hmm.
we label water as H2O.
Okay.
If you see physically, no molecule of water is going to either look like the H that you write, the 2 that you write, or O you write.
Correct.
You know that this is a representation of what is, and this representation helps me understand the nature of the substance.
Correct.
Okay. So even every time you write H2O, back of your mind you know that there's nothing in this which looks like H or 2 or O.
You know,
but I'm just representing it and it helps me understand.
It's
this.
A pointer. It's a pointer. In fact, in Premavahini, that beautiful example Swami gives, he says the Panchangam only gives you the information that there is going to be rain. Okay. At this, on this day, and this could be a rainy season. It gives you an indication. Just by taking the Panchangam, the calendar, and then crushing it, you will not get a single drop of rainwater. So similarly, he says, similar is the case with Vedas and Shastras. These are only pointers to God. So just because you have mastered the Vedas and the Shastras, you are not going to attain God. So unless you go into the meaning and understand the spirit of it and do it, I think it just becomes a mechanical...
Right, absolutely. So that's what, if you look at the discourse which Swami has been giving now, the clips which we played, Swami is helping us handle this in different levels. Swami is explaining to us what he wants, that mental process which should be there when you control the senses. And if you're controlling the senses, if you're not able to think of it, you know, in that subtle level, how can it manifest itself in actions?
In action, that's true.
How you walk, how you sleep, how you speak to people, how you converse with others. So Swami is putting it for all categories of people.
Exactly.
You know, whichever subtler level you are in or
Correct.
Not.
So it's basically, you can approach it from two sides.
Right.
Suppose you are mentally convinced and you know exactly the philosophy behind controlling your senses, for example, then automatically your looks will be restrained, your way of walking, talking will be restrained. But the other way, the other approach is you can start this way. By restraining your walk, by restraining your talk, by restraining your sight, you will ultimately lead to control
yes,
of senses.
Typically, if you look at it, you know, you can take an example of an army officer.
Mm-hmm.
An army officer, you can see the discipline in him.
Yeah.
You know, the way they talk, the way they carry themselves, the way they lead their life.
Mm.
But to become that, you need to go through that training to become an army officer.
Very true.
Which consists of the same things, which he actually expresses spontaneously.
Correct.
You go through the training to do that.
That's
true. And you're forced to do that, and when you reach a state where it's a spontaneous, the discipline becomes spontaneous.
Correct.
So from all these things which Swami is telling here, how to control the tongue and the importance of speaking softly, speaking the truth, importance of having equanimity. It's all, you know, as you said, both ways, from actions to that spirit.
Correct.
Or keeping that spirit ever in the mind and trying to modify your actions accordingly.
Correct. That link is so important, and Swami bridges that gap. If you are just told, you join Swami school and then you say, no, you're supposed to get up in the morning, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, possibly you can't explain everything to children. So it becomes a habit, it becomes a part of their daily schedule. But then when you start growing up and you're not under compulsion to do it, or it's not, you know, you have a choice. But then you actually choose to do it because you understand the importance of it. That's how it gets inculcated, I suppose.
Like, you know, so many devotees who used to come in the early 60s, they would say when they come here, the idea is to get as much of Swami as possible physically.
Correct.
So when they came here and they saw that Swami gets up at 4 o'clock, so he said, if Swami gets up at 4 o'clock, then we also should get up at 4 o'clock.
That's true.
So that discipline came because of that desire to be up with Swami.
Very true.
And they
very
said when
true.
They went back, the thought that, you know, Swami will be awake at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
So even though they were not physically in Prashanthi Nilayam, they started following whatever Swami was following in his life.
Correct.
The same timings for food and the way Swami would come out. And I remember Mr. Popat was telling us how one of the sadhanas which they did was, at the time when Swami would give darshan here, they would sit and think about Swami at that moment, you know, according to the Indian standard time there.
Oh, okay.
Or they would decide a certain time and they would just send a message to each other in the group saying that right now think of Swami. So wherever they might be in a bus, they might be traveling on a flight, they might be in a game, but they would stop and think about Swami.
Amazing.
So should we go to the next clip?
I think
we have last two clips of this discourse.
Mm-hmm.
And let's listen to the second last clip of this discourse.
కనుకనే ఈ మానవుడు విద్యార్థి దశ ఎందుకున్నప్పుడు సరి అయినటువంటి స్థితిలో ఈ దేహాన్ని మనం పోషించుకోవాలి.
దట్ ఈస్ వై స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ అబ్జర్వ్ సర్టన్.
ఏ ఘన కార్యము సాధించాలనుకున్నప్పుడు దేహం వల్లనే సాధించాలి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు వాంట్ టు అచీవ్ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ,
దైవానుగ్రహం పొందాలనుకున్నప్పుడు దేహం ఒక పనిముట్టు.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ ఫాలో స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్, ఫిజికల్ బాడీ
ధర్మార్థకామోక్షముల యందు ప్రవేశించవలనను ఈ దేహం ఒక ఆధారము.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ టు ఎంటర్ టు అచీవ్ ది ఫోర్ గోల్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్,
మన కార్యార్థమై ఈ దేహాన్ని సరైన స్థితి యొక్క స్థితిలో ఉంచుకోవాలి.
ఫర్ దియర్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ అచీవింగ్ సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ద బాడీ మస్ట్ బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ అండ్ టేకన్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ వెల్.
మనం పాదములకు రక్షణ వేసుకుని ప్రయాణం అవుతాం.
వీ వేర్ స్లీపర్స్ అండ్ వాక్.
ఏదైనా ఒక నది వచ్చిందంటే ఆ పాదరక్షలు చేతిలో పెట్టుకుంటాం.
వీ టేక్ ది స్లిప్పర్స్ ఇన్ టు హ్యాండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు క్రాస్ అ రివర్.
ఇదేం పాదుకా పట్టాభిషేకమా? కాదు కదా. ఎందుకు నీ పాదాలంతా చేతిలో పట్టుకోవాలి?
వై షుడ్ యూ టేక్ ది స్లిప్పర్స్ ఇన్ టు హ్యాండ్? వాట్ ఇస్ ది నీడ్ ఫర్?
నీ పాదాలను రక్షించుకునే నిమిత్తమే నీ వద్ద దాన్ని చేతిలో పెట్టుకోవాలి.
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ యువర్ ఓన్ ఫీట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ది స్లిప్పర్.
అదే విధముగానే అవి చెప్పులు చాలా విలువగానటువంటి అయినప్పటికీ,
ఆల్ దో స్లిప్పర్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ వాల్యుబుల్ థింగ్స్,
దానిని మనకు అవసరమైనట్టుగా వినియోగించుకునే సమయంలో దానికి ఇవ్వవలసిన గౌరవాన్ని కూడా ఇవ్వాలి.
If you want to really use them properly, you may have to show that type of respect.
దీని వల్ల కొన్ని ప్రమాదములు కూడా తప్పిపోతాయి.
By such a method, you can save yourself from
యుద్ధ సమయమునందు 9వ దినము భీష్ముడు ప్రతిజ్ఞ చేశాడు.
On the 9th day in Mahabharata war, Bhishma took a vow.
పాండవులను హతమారుస్తాను రేపటి దినం లోపల అని ఒక ప్రతిజ్ఞ చేశాడు.
By the end of tomorrow, I am going to destroy Pandavas.
ఈ వార్త ద్రౌపది చెవిలో పడింది.
ద్రౌపది హర్డ్ దిస్ న్యూస్.
ఆమె కన్నీరు మున్నీరుగా గర్జిస్తూ వచ్చిండాలి.
She cried profusely.
కృష్ణ, ఇంతకాలము రక్షించినటువంటి నీవు ఈనాడు నా సుమంగళత్వాన్ని రక్షించలేకపోతున్నావా?
కృష్ణ,
భీష్ముని యొక్క ప్రతిజ్ఞ తప్పదు.
కృష్ణ, you have protected us so far. Can you not extend your protection today? Bhishma's vow can never become a lie.
అతను సత్యవాక్ సంపన్నుడు.
He is the one who adheres
అతని వాక్యములకు ఏనాడు కూడా విరుద్ధము జరగదు.
His word can never go wrong.
కనుక నా పతుల యొక్క మరణం సమీపిస్తూ వస్తుండాలి.
If the end of my husband's is
ఈ జగత్తునందు నీవు తప్ప నాకు పతిపిచ్చ పెట్టి వారు మరొకరు లేరు.
I have none else who can give me protection excepting you.
అది పాదములు గట్టిగా పట్టింది.
She held the lotus feet of Krishna firmly.
కృష్ణుడు చెప్పాడు, అమ్మా, ఏ ఒక్కదానికైనా కూడా కొన్ని ఉపాయములు అత్యవసరం.
Well, amma, for whatever you want to achieve, certain things will have to be done carefully.
ఈ ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి లోకమునందు, ఈ లౌకికమైనటువంటి జగత్తునందు కొన్ని రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క యుక్తులు కూడా దీనికి అత్యవసరంగా ఉపయోగపెట్టాలి.
In this world, there may be need for using సటన్ స్ట్రాటజీ.
కార్య విజయాన్ని సాధించవాలని అనుకున్నప్పుడు చేయరాని పనిని కూడా మనం చేయక తప్పదు.
ఇఫ్ వీ హావ్ టు రియలీ అచీవ్ సటన్ థింగ్స్, వీ మే హావ్ టు డూ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్
అది కూడా అల్పుడను అనేటువంటి భేదభావం కూడా పెట్టుకుని రాదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెన్స్ అండ్ ఐడియా వెదర్ వీ షుడ్ డూ దిస్ ఆర్ నాట్ అండర్ సటన్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్.
నేను చెప్పినట్టు చెయ్యి,
ఫాలో మై వర్డ్.
అప్పుడు ద్రౌపది చెప్పింది, కృష్ణ, నీ మాటను నేను ఏనాడైనా ఉల్లంఘించానా?
ద్రౌపది టోల్ కృష్ణ,
నా ప్రాణములైనను సులభంగా వదులుతాను, కానీ మీ ఆజ్ఞ నేను వదలను, మీ ఆజ్ఞ నేను పాటిస్తానన్నాను.
ఐ విల్ ఆల్వేస్ ఒబే యూ యాజ్ ఐ హావ్ డన్ ఇన్ ది పాస్ట్. ఐ వుడ్ నెవర్ డిసోబే యూ కృష్ణ ఈవెన్ అట్ ద కాస్ట్.
రాత్రి 10 గంటలైంది.
ఇట్ వాస్ 10 o'clock ఇన్ ది
మార్నింగ్. పాండవుల యొక్క గుడారంలో ఉంటున్నారు. కౌరవుల గుడారంలో ఉంటున్నారు.
పాండవాస్ వర్ రెస్టింగ్ ఇన్ దర్ టెంట్స్ అండ్ కౌరవాస్ ఇన్ దేర్స్.
కానీ ప్రత్యేకించి ఉంటున్నాడు భీష్మాచార్యుడు ఒక గుడారులో.
భీష్మ హ్యాడ్ ఎ సెపరేట్ టెంట్ ఫర్ హింసెల్ఫ్.
ఏదో ఆ ఆవేశం చేత ఆ యొక్క పరిస్థితులు ఎందు మాట మాత్రం అన్నాడే కాని తిరిగి తనలో తాను చాలా బాధపడుతున్నాడు. సత్యధర్మ స్వరూపులే ఈ పాండవులు, సత్యవ్రతులే ఈ పాండవులు. అన్యాయంగా వీరిని ఏ రీతిగా నేను సంహరించాలి? ఇది న్యాయం కాదే, న్యాయం కాదే, ఇది నేను చేరయాని పని చేస్తున్నానే అని తనలో తాను చాలా బాధపడుతూ ఉన్నాడు.
Under the fit of anger and swayed by anger, he vowed that he would kill Pandavas. But he began repenting, how can I kill such people who are noble, who are virtuous, who follow righteousness? And that was his state of mind at that time.
ఏమాత్రము ఆహారం తీసుకోలేదు.
He did not even
నిద్ర రావటం లేదు.
He was not getting sleep. He did
కేవలం అటు ఇటు తిరుగుతున్నాడు. దీన్ని ఏ రీతిగా నేను చేయాలి, నా మాటను ఏ రీతిగా నేను దక్కించాలి, నా మాటను ఏ రీతిగా నేను నిలబెట్టుకోవాలి అని విచారం చేస్తూ తిరుగుతూ ఉన్నాడు.
He was very much worried, moving about from one end of the tent to the other end, not being able to decide what to do, how to fulfill his own vow, at the same time save Pandavas.
Leela Nataka Sutradhari ayinatte Bhagavantudu enni yuttulu chethane ippudu kashtamulu tappinchavachu.
God, who is all powerful, can save any particular situation.
Draupadiki cheppadu, amma ee paristhithulu endu nenu neevu ఇరువురు కలిసిపోతుంటే లోకులో కాకులు.
వెల్ మదర్ హి టోల్డ్ ద్రౌపది, అమ్మా వెన్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టుగెదర్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ లైక్ క్రోస్, దే మే టాక్ ఇల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ వెన్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ లేట్ అవర్.
నీవు ముందుగా బయలుదేరి వెళ్ళు.
యు గో ఎ లిటిల్ అహెడ్ ఆఫ్ మీ.
భీష్మాచార్యుని యొక్క టెంట్,
దట్ ఈస్ ది టెంట్ ఆఫ్ భీష్మ.
నేను వెనుక వస్తాను అన్నాడు.
ఐ విల్ ఫాలో యూ బిహైండ్.
ఈమె ఆ కాలం లోపల రాజకుమార్తెల యొక్క చెప్పులు చాలా శబ్దంతో ఉండేటువంటివి.
ద ఫుట్ వేర్ వోర్న్ బై ది ప్రిన్సెస్ డ్యూరింగ్ దోస్ డేస్ యూస్ టు ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్.
కనుక ఈమె వేసుకున్నటువంటి చెప్పులు చాలా కిర్రు కిర్రు అని శబ్దం ఇచ్చేటువంటివి.
ఇట్ యూస్ టు ప్రొడ్యూస్ క్రీకింగ్ సౌండ్ వెన్ ద్రౌపది వాజ్ వేరింగ్ చెప్పల్స్.
నిలిపాడు, ద్రౌపది నీవు ఈ సమయం లోపల నీవు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క చెప్పులు వేసుకుని పోవడానికి వీలు కాదు.
Krishna stopped Draupadi and said, Draupadi, this kind of footwear you cannot wear now. You give those slippers to me.
Aa cheppulu Krishnudu tana angavastramlo tuttukunnadu, tankalo pettukunnadu.
He folded those slippers into his hanky and
Bhishmudu talavanchukoni tirugutunnadu yochistu, neevu sarrannu velli atani kaadala paina padu.
Bhishma was moving about in his tent, bending his head. Go and fall at his feet without giving even a moment's
matram prayojanam undadu. Nee gaadu shabdani kuda athani vinipinchu annadu.
You also shake your hands and let him hear the bangles sound.
Parigetti poyindi atu itu tirugutunnatundi Bhishmuni paadala pai padi gaadu shabdam ayipindi.
She ran into the tent, fell at the feet of Bhishma, producing the sound from her bangles.
Yochilo undinatundi Bhishmudu ee evaru sumangala anukoni deergha sumangali bhava ani aashirvadinchadu.
Bhishma was in his own thinking, not knowing who it was. He blessed her, Deergha Sumangali Bhava.
Tachaname ee mahanandinchi pitamaha nenu danil kore vachanu ani.
And she got up and said, well, grandfather, I have come only seeking that from you.
Ee vidhanga vaari sambhashana saluttunnappudu ee yuktini evaru pannaru, ninni evariki tisukoni vacharu, evaru ee margane neeku chupincharu ani prashnistu vastunnadu. ఈ భీష్ముడు,
భీష్మ క్వశ్చన్, ద్రౌపది, హూ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ ప్రాంప్టెడ్ యూ టు డూ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ థింగ్, హూ ఇస్ దట్ స్ట్రాటజిస్ట్ హూ సెంట్ యూ లైక్ దిస్.
భీష్ముని యొక్క వాక్కు తప్పదు.
భీష్మస్ వర్డ్ కెన్ నెవర్ గో రాంగ్.
అతని గాంగేయుడుగా ఉండి ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ప్రతిజ్ఞ లోపల సరైనటువంటి ఒక సత్య స్వరూపుడుగా ఉండటం చేత అతని ప్రతిజ్ఞలు అన్ని కూడా నెరవేరుతూ ఉంటాయి.
All the vows which Bhishma had taken had to get fulfilled automatically because of his own power.
Kontha sepa ayyetappudiki Krishnudu praveshinchadu.
In a short while Krishna entered the tent.
Krishna, idi neevu cheppinatundi vidyayoga undundu kanuka idantha nee plan gaane untundadani hacharinchadu Bhishmudu.
Bhishma told Krishna, it looks as though
kaani oka entire thing kodalu santoshame.
This entire thing is your strategy. Bhishma was also happy with it.
ఈ పాండవులు రక్షించడానికి ఇది ఒక మార్గం అయిపోయిందని ఆనందించాడు.
భీష్మ వాజ్ హ్యాపీ దట్ హీ వాజ్ ఏబుల్ టు సేవ్ పాండవాస్ త్రూ దిస్.
అతనికి ఆకలి కొంతవరకు గుర్తుకొచ్చింది.
దెన్ హీ రిమెంబర్డ్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ హంగ్రీ.
చింత ఉండినంత వరకు ఆకలి ఏమాత్రం మనకు తెలియదు.
అంటిల్ వన్ ఈజ్ వరీడ్ వన్ వుడ్ నాట్ బి అవేర్.
దుఃఖంతో ఉండినటువంటి వాడు విందులో ఆరగించడు.
పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ సాడ్ విల్ నాట్ ఆల్సో రిమెంబర్ హిస్ హంగర్.
ఈ దుఃఖం నివారణ అయ్యేటప్పటికి ఆకలి అతనికి కనిపించింది.
ది మొమెంట్ హీ వాజ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ సారో హీ ఫెల్ట్ హంగ్రీ.
కృష్ణ, ఏమిటి నీ శంకలో ఉన్నటువంటివి అని అడిగాడు.
భీష్మ ఆస్క్డ్ కృష్ణ, వెల్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ యు ఆర్ క్యారీయింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్.
ఆ స్లిప్పర్స్ కింద వేశాడు, ఇది ద్రౌపదివి అని.
He put the slippers, Krishna put the slippers down, telling that these belong to Draupadi.
ఈ భీష్ముని యొక్క కంటిదారలు చాలా వేగంగా కారుతూ వచ్చాయి.
భీష్మ బిగాన్ షెడింగ్ టీయర్స్ ప్రొఫ్యూజ్లీ అట్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ సిచ్యువేషన్.
ఆ భక్త సంరక్షణకై నువ్వు ఎన్ని రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క బాధలు పడతావు, ఇది కూడా నీ నీళ్ళలో ఒకటి.
ఫర్ ది ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ వాట్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ ట్రబుల్స్ యూ టేక్ ఓ కృష్ణ.
ఇది చేయతగినదా చేయతగనిదా అనేటువంటి విచారణ కూడా నీకుండదు.
You never think whether this is a thing which could be done by you or not when it comes to a matter of protecting your own devotees.
Kanuka ee vidhamainatundi samayamlo chese dantlo indri nigraham lopala oka hechu pallamlo anetundi e maatramu mana paatincharadu.
If one has sense control and equanimity of mind, one would not bother
parulaku upakaram chesetundi vishayam nandu kani
in doing something good for others.
పరులను సరైన మార్గంలో పెట్టే నిమిత్తం కాని
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు కీప్ పీపుల్
రెండింటినైనా త్యాగం చేయటం లోపల మనం సిద్ధంగానే ఉండాలి.
వీ మస్ట్ బి ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ ఎనీథింగ్.
కానీ ఆ యొక్క త్యాగం లోపల కూడా సక్రమమైన మార్గాన్ని అనుసరించాలి.
ఈవెన్ వైల్ డూయింగ్ సచ్ సాక్రిఫైస్
ఏదో రైతుగానో మొరటగానో మనం ప్రవర్తించరాదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ బిహేవ్ ఇన్ ఎ క్రూడ్ ఫ్యాషన్ అండ్ హర్ట్ అదర్.
సక్రమమైన మార్గం లోపలే ఈ యొక్క సంస్కృతి మనకు అలవడుతుంది.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ ఫాలో ది ప్రాపర్ పాత్ అవర్ కల్చర్.
Yes, sir, Prakash, would you like to begin?
This is a wonderful story, and Swami has narrated this a couple of times in some of his discourses.
Right.
Of course, every time it comes with a new interpretation. And Prem, I just, I was not paying attention to the first few lines. I don't know if we can play that clip again. The first two lines, the context in which, Swami started the story.
Okay. We just play the first few lines which
before Swami comes to the footwear. Yeah.
కనుకనే ఈ మానవుడు విద్యార్థి దశ ఎందుకున్నప్పుడు సరి అయినటువంటి స్థితిలో ఈ దేహాన్ని మనం పోషించుకోవాలి.
దట్ ఈస్ వై స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ అబ్జర్వ్ సటన్.
ఏ ఘనకార్యములను సాధించాలనుకున్నప్పుడు దేహం వల్లనే సాధించాలి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ వాంట్ టు అచీవ్ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ
దైవానుగ్రహం పొందాలనుకున్నప్పుడు దేహం ఒక పనిముట్టు.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ follow spiritual path, physical body
dharmartha kaamochana yendu praveshinchavalanu ee deham oka aadharamu.
Even if you want to enter to achieve the four goals of life, body is
impermanent ainappatikini
body is impermanent.
Mana karyarthamai ee dehanni sarayinti yokka sthitilo unchukovali.
For the purpose of achieving certain things in life, the body must be protected and taken care of well.
Yes, now it's clear. Because I suddenly lost track of how Swami started the story.
Right.
And now it's very clear. He says that in order even to attain God's grace, you need to use the body in an effective way.
Right.
And in that context, he says, what I'm trying to see what Swami is saying is, although the body is the grossest compared to the Atma,
right,
you need to use it. It has its own purpose. And that's how he goes on to the footwear. He says when you're crossing a river, you would hold the footwear in your hands. Because that makes it more convenient. And you have to give it its respect when the time comes. And then
you know you will need it after you cross the river.
That's true.
There'll be a marshy land. Similarly, like this, I think the first two discourses were kind of dwelling on this particular concept, where Swami was going on emphasizing that the body is impermanent, the body is unreal, body is filled with all the unpleasant substances and all that.
True.
But every now and then Swami will come back and say, but it is an instrument,
yes,
so it has to be taken care of.
Yes.
And it again is a beautiful thing, you know, the way Swami connects it. Swami says it is unreal, but it's an instrument. It has to be taken care of. But when taking care of it, remember it's an instrument. You know.
Yeah, this whole story is so amazing. It also shows to what extent the Lord goes for the sake of his devotees. Yes, he's carrying her footwear. And we see that there are many incidents in Swami's life where, you know, there's a very beautiful video.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small clip while I was editing. Swami speaking to one of the VIPs.
Okay.
The way he's bending and speaking to him, and the gentleman is not able to raise himself. Swami standing and, you know, is bending so much. I was so moved actually when I saw that clip. And there are many episodes in Swami's life where, you know, he just goes out of his way with love to do.
Yeah. Even when I was listening to this, I was also thinking of the same thing. There's so many things that Swami must have done. And one thing which came to my mind was, you know, what one of our lecturers had told.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a Balvika student,
okay,
this was something like the early 60s.
Okay.
When he had come as part of the group, they were supposed to put up a drama in front of Swami in the Pulchandra. And I think there was some confusion before the drama. They were preparing for the drama. And suddenly he found that all Balvika's teachers had left.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the characters in the drama. And he had not... He had not yet been dressed,
okay,
for his role.
Mm.
So being a small boy, about 7 or 8 years,
mm,
he was standing there, I think, in the green room and crying.
Mm.
And just then, Swami had come backstage to see if everything was ready.
Mm.
And this boy alone was there,
mm,
crying that he was left, because I think the Balvika teachers might have gone to offer a card to Swami, whatever the situation, I don't know.
Mm.
Swami said, "Hey, boy, why are you crying?" And he said, "No, Swami, I'm there in the drama, I have not yet been dressed." Swami said, "No problem, I'll help you. Tell me which is your costume." And Swami helped him dress up.
Oh, amazing.
Imagine that drama which was being offered to him. They have come all the way from their hometowns to offer the drama to him. And Swami is here dressing up one character in the drama.
How
and Swami,
amazing.
Just to pacify him, because he was feeling so lost.
Correct.
You know, just that trepidation of, we shouldn't delay something which is being offered to Swami. We're putting this up in front of Swami. It shouldn't be. And here is Swami himself coming backstage.
And how amazing. And that absolute, he stretches himself, goes to any extent to the famous incident of how he goes and actually thanks the buffaloes that were carrying water,
right,
when he was in a hill station.
In UT, I think.
As his car started, then he says, "No, I have to go and thank." I think he calls them VIPs, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And then he goes and then he thanks, pats the buffaloes and tells them. So really, he's done it. You know, this incident has been narrated many times on radio, but it again comes to my mind when in the year 1999. Swami had this Narayan Seva,
mm-hmm,
in Kodaikanal Ashram Sai Shruti.
Okay.
And Swami gave, there was prasadam distribution, and blankets were given to all the poor people. Swami would call them Narayanas. So blankets were given and clothes were also given. Then Swami looked at the organizers and Swami asked, "See, you are giving blankets to those who have come here. What about people who cannot come here?" And the organizers were totally taken aback, because they had not thought of it. And so Swami's after the Narayan Seva was completed, Swami actually loaded the blankets in his own vehicle, in a jeep behind his car. And then as he was going lane by lane in Kodaikanal, Swami said, "Stop and go and give the blanket to that person, then proceed." So he actually went to each lane and then gave the blankets to these people.
And another beautiful incident, you know, whenever I see that, we've heard Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram narrate a lot of incidents. She narrates two incidents very fondly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she says, "These instruments changed the way I look at Swami."
Mm-hmm.
Because till then, Swami was God, but I didn't notice that love aspect of Swami as much as I did after I saw these two incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those incidents is how Swami took care of an old lady,
mm-hmm,
who used to serve Swami by getting water from Chitravati for him, for his bath.
Okay.
An elderly lady by name Konama. She didn't have anything.
Mm.
And Swami had employed her just to take care of her. Swami, she used to go to Swami's kitchen and wash the vessels after every dining session. And she would bring water at 3:34 in the morning and fill the tank, the water would be heated and used for Swami's bath.
Mm.
And she apparently was suffering from appendicitis once.
Okay.
So Swami asked Padmanabhan, Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram's father, to take her to Bangalore and get her admitted in a hospital.
Mm.
And even as they were driving out of Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami came out running and he said, "I don't think she's going to make it. She's very serious, so I'll come along with you." Okay, because she needs that moral support.
Mm.
So Swami came along, you know, with this lady, just to give her that moral support. Takes her to a hospital in Bangalore, clinic actually, private surgeon, admits her there and tells him that, "See, this is the problem.
Mm.
you have to get operate upon her.
Mm.
So then that doctor says, Swami, it's a Saturday evening and I don't have an assistant or an anesthesiologist.
Mm.
Swami says, no, don't worry about that.
Mm.
I will give a vibhuti, that is enough, you perform the surgery. And he does the surgery.
Mm.
And just outside the room where the surgery is happening, there is this, you know, the benches which are there in hospitals and all.
Correct.
That. Okay, there Swami is sitting, Mrs. Geeta Mundram, a little girl then, and Padmanabhan. And they're sitting there for over 2 hours. Then Dr. Padmanabhan very politely tells Swami that, Swami, why don't we go home? She'll be all right. We'll come in the morning and see her. And Swami said, no, 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 I cannot leave and go. Because when she opens her eyes, she would like to see me.
Amazing.
So Swami sat there till her surgery was over and till she came out of her unconscious state. And when she opened her eyes, Swami was there by her bedside. And she broke into tears because Swami was there. Not only did he travel all the way, but he was sitting outside just for so that she can see him. And she said, Swami, you've done so much for me. First thing Swami said was, Inti Konamai, you have done so much for me. This is the least I should do for you. Every morning you have got water for me for so many years. This is the least I can do for you.
Again, it goes back to the same statement. God does not need anything from anybody. He gives opportunities.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
All. same episode where Krishna thinks Akshayam for Draupadi sari. Did she do anything? She had cut her sari and then...
Right. And you know, whenever you listen to this story of Krishna coming to the rescue of the Pandavas, in many situations, you know, where Duryodhana in the end tries to become invincible, and how Krishna comes in, and when Karna goes on a rampage, how Krishna comes in and saves the day. Somebody, once when we were discussing about this, we were thinking, what would have been Duryodhana's plight when he was going through all this? At every such situation, he would have kicked himself for making the choice of choosing that army over Krishna.
One choice, one wrong choice, and then...
Because at every situation, you know, in another place where Swami narrates this incident, Swami says, the moment he sees that it is Draupadi whom he is blessed with, Dirga Sumangali Baba, Bhishma says, where is Krishna? Because the moment he sees this, he knows that Krishna must have been the person behind this.
How beautifully play. Swami says that yukti.
Yukti.
How to get things done. You need that yukti to... See, Bhishma's vow is a vow of truth. But then when this happens, that is forgotten. And this is... this takes precedence. So it's really amazing how Krishna turns the situation. And he has done that on several occasions. That's only pure love to save his devotees. That's it.
And you know, the way Swami brings in some points, I mean, sometimes, you know, when Swami is narrating something like this, you feel that some sentences may be meant for certain people in the audience. You know, it might really strike a chord. Because when Swami is telling here, Swami just has to introduce this idea that Krishna is having something under his arm. And Bhishma is asking for it. But bringing in this concept that when you're worried,
correct.
You will not feel hunger.
Hunger or sleep, that's true.
I'm sure it must have meant something for somebody in the audience.
That's true, it meant a lot to me as well. But another point there is, what I was trying to say is, what he spoke in anger, you know, that he really didn't mean it. Because in retrospect, he was really, you know, regretting taking that oath. So that's possibly the reason how Krishna kind of changed it and made him say a counter.
You know, there's another story which one Swami had told. It's not very oft repeated like this one. It seems that another situation in the battle, Bhishma takes a vow that he will kill the Pandavas. It's the same situation where, you know, Duryodhana and his brothers come and talk very low about Bhishma and say you're being a traitor to the army and all that. So, in that anger, it seems Bhishma picks up 5 arrows. And he says, these 5 arrows will take the life of each one of the Pandavas. Okay? And Duryodhana says that, I don't trust you. You know, you can do it, but I don't trust you. So, you give me those 5 arrows. Because he knows the power of the word of Bhishma. Those 5 arrows will take the life. Okay? So, he says, you give me those 5 arrows, I will give it to you in the battle tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
I have not heard this story.
Yeah, this is shared by one of the mm-hmm. one of the students. Mm. So Swami takes those, Duryodhana mm. takes those five arrows mm. and he puts it under his bed.
Mm. Okay.
And he decides to take it only the next day and give it to Bhishma. Mm. So that time, it seems Krishna comes to Arjuna and reminds him of one situation where Arjuna, Duryodhana gets into a problem with some yakshas, where Arjuna goes and helps him.
Correct.
So, you know, in spite of being an evil person and all that, the level of morality in society was so high, I think even there, that Duryodhana says that you have saved my life, so I give you one boon to Arjuna.
Mm.
That at one point, you ask me for anything, I will not refuse. Okay. So Krishna goes and wakes up Arjuna and says, hey, you remember this thing happened. Duryodhana owes you a boon. You go and ask him for those five arrows under his bed.
Okay.
You know, another situation where Duryodhana would have thought, how silly of me to choose that Narayani Sena.
You know, here, but there's a very interesting point that it leads to. He says that when you're worried and when you forget food and sleep. Also, in the discourses that came before this, Swami was speaking about sattvic food, and he was speaking about how food influences and how food guides your thoughts and how it's the main reason. You know, we're talking of Bhishma and talking of the same context. There is this situation where Bhishma is on the bed of arrows, and the war is completed, the war is over, and then all the Pandavas actually go on Krishna's advice and meet Bhishma and to take, that is the Shanti Parva, I suppose, where he gives guidance to the Pandavas. Now, Swami narrates a story where when Bhishma is speaking, Draupadi again laughs.
Right.
And the Pandavas are a bit taken aback because they say, why is she behaving in this way? But Bhishma knew that Draupadi will never do an action without proper reason. And he asks her, why did you laugh? Then she says, see, all these years, you had so much time. You could have happily advised the Pandavas. And all these years, you never did anything. And you were happily staying with the Kauravas. Now, after everything is over, why do you...
And she also says that, I mean, you were the one who were there when that I was
exactly.
being
humiliated. And then
you didn't speak out then.
Then Bhishma says, there are two things I would like to say. This is a message for the Kali Yuga. That since I was with the Pandavas and I was eating the food, their food.
The Kauravas.
The Kauravas. Right. I was eating that food. So my thoughts, the dharma was suppressed inside me. Dharma was inside. Now, due to sleeping on this bed of arrows, all the bad blood has flown out, has come out. And dharma which was inside is coming to the surface again. And so I'm able to speak about it.
My God.
He says that. And then, so that's how important food is. And company, of course. And so he says, this is a lesson that... This is a lesson for the people of Kali Yuga.
It's beautiful. In fact, I think this story is not yet over, in the sense Swami is going to draw some more inferences from the story.
Oh, okay.
In the next clip. So we'll listen to that, where Swami continues to explain this clip, the story.
ఈ విధంగా ప్రాచీన కాలం నుంచి భారతదేశం అందినటువంటి యొక్క వేదశాస్త్ర ఇతిహాస పురాణముల యొక్క ప్రమాణములను విద్యార్థులు గుర్తించినప్పుడు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి సరి అయిన మార్గం తప్పక మీరు అనుసరించుతారు.
When the students recognize the sacred aspects of our own ethics, our own culture, then they would be able to take the right path.
విద్యార్థులకు శాస్త్రం అంటే ఏమిటో, పారాయణం అంటే ఏమిటో, రామాయణం అంటే ఏమిటో ఏమీ తెలియదు.
Today students do not know what scriptures are, what our epics are, what our real history is.
భారతీయ మహర్షులందరూ కూడాను ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన మార్గమును అనుసరించటం చేతనే వారికి దేదీప్యమానమైనటువంటి యొక్క తేజస్సు, వారు చిరస్థీవులుగా కొన్ని గౌరవ మర్యాదలు నిలుపుకోగలిగారు.
The ancient ones enjoyed a longevity of life and all the splendor because they followed the right path and they studied the scriptures.
అట్టి మహర్షుల యొక్క సాంప్రదాయంగా ఈ విద్యార్థులు రూపొందాలి.
Students should follow the path laid down by these
మహర్షులు. ధర్మములకు వారసులుగా మీరు రూపొందాలి.
we would really become the inheritors of the culture.
అప్పుడు తిరిగి మన భారతదేశం ప్రాచీన సంస్కృతిని మనం ఉద్ధరించినటువంటి వారం అవుతాం.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ ఇండియన్ కల్చర్ విల్ షైన్.
లౌకిక విద్యలతో పాటు ప్రాచీన సంస్కృతిని కూడా మనం తగినటువంటి మార్గంలో అనుభవించాలి.
వి షుడ్ ఆల్సో డెవలప్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దిస్ వరల్డ్లీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ద రియల్ ఇండియన్ కల్చర్.
కల్చర్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అని పెట్టిస్తున్నారు.
వి హావ్ సెడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ విత్ రెఫరెన్స్ టు కల్చర్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ.
కానీ నా ఉద్దేశము స్పిరిచువాలిటీ యొక్క ఎసెన్స్ కల్చర్.
In my own view, the essence of spirituality is culture.
Ante gaani ee culture veru spiritual veru ani rendu kudunu manu vibhagam cheyaradu.
We cannot divide culture and spirituality as two different things.
Idi aadhyatmikam yokka aanandamaina kunti yokka rasaswarupam manu yokka samskruti.
Our culture is the very essence of the entire spirituality.
Ee samskruti samskrutam nunchi vachinatundide.
The culture has come from Sanskritam.
ee sanskritam aneetundi kevalam samskaramto yerpadinatundi.
This sanskritam has come from the life itself.
ee sanskarame aadhyatmikam.
And that samskara is spirituality.
aadhyatmika margam chetane anni sanskrutam kodanu aavirbhavistu vachayi.
All the culture has emanated from spirituality.
anninti endu unnadi okkate okkate okkate.
There is only one thing which pervades all.
ekam satya ekam satya.
And that is truth, and that is truth.
అన్ని దేశముల యొక్క సంస్కృతి కూడా ఈ యొక్క ఆధ్యాత్మిక మార్గంలోనే అణిగి ఉంటున్నాయి.
The cultures of all countries is based upon spirituality only.
మనం ఎన్ని రకములైనటువంటి తీపులు చేసుకున్నప్పటికీ, గోధుమ హల్వా, బాదాం కీరు, గులాబ్ జాము, జిలేబీ లాడు అన్ని చేసినప్పటికీ అన్నింటిలో ఉండేటువంటి చక్కెర ఒక్కటే అనేటువంటి ఏ రీతిగా మనం గుర్తించగలమో అదే విధంగానే ఏ దేశం యొక్క సంస్కృతి అయినా కూడా ఆధ్యాత్మిక నుంచి ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటిది.
Just as all sweets are prepared out of sugar, whatever be the difference in the name and form, similarly, whatever be the cultures of various countries, they have all come from the spirituality only, and the basis is spirituality.
Culture and spirituality ante rendu divide cheyatam manchidi kaadu.
It is not proper to divide culture from spirituality as a whole entity.
Spirituality ani untunte andulone culture untundadi.
If you concentrate on spirituality, culture is a
different entity.
When you say physical body, what do you mean by
kannu mukku noru kaavu chevu kadupu tala anni cherinatundide idi oka shariram kaani.
When you say physical body, eyes, ears, nose, hands, legs, everything
angam pratyekinchi okka shariram kaaneru.
Each limb cannot be a body in itself.
Kanaka mana yokka shariram anni angamlato koodinatundi shariram ide vishayam.
Just as our body has different limbs, this world also has different countries.
ee vishwam vishta swarupam.
This entire vishwam, the world,
manaku sarvamu maniyante untundadi.
It is the form of Vishnu itself. Everything is within us.
దీన్ని విభాగం చేయటం మంచిది కాదు. ఇది లౌకికము, ఇది ఆధ్యాత్మికము, ఏమాత్రం కూడా విభాగం చేయకూడదు.
Dividing something as worldly and something as
spiritual, ఏకత్వమే దివ్య సృష్టికి మూల కారణము.
Integrating worldly life with spiritual life alone
ఒక విత్తనము ఉంటుంది. ఆ విత్తనంలో రెండు బద్దలు ఉంటాయి.
యూ టేక్ ఎ సీడ్, ఇట్ హాస్ టూ బ్లేడ్స్.
ఆ రెండు బద్దలు చేరి ఉండినప్పుడే అది మొక్కగా వృక్షంగా అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంది.
వెన్ దీస్ టూ బ్లేడ్స్ ఆర్ ఇంటాక్ట్ అండ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సీడ్,
రెండు రెండు బద్దలుగా తీసివేస్తే దీనికి సృష్టి ఉండదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ రిమూవ్ దాట్ ఇన్ టూ పార్ట్స్, దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్
ఈ రెండు బద్దల పైన కూడా పైన ఒక హస్క్, ఒక చర్మం ఉండాలి.
ఆన్ దీస్ టూ బ్లేడ్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నీడ్ ఫర్ హస్క్. Then only it is possible to raise any
kind of sanskruti annaru.
That alone is real culture.
Aithe deenini adi adi deenini vadali undadaniki veelu kaadu.
It is not possible for one to remain without the other.
Kanuka rendinti yokka ekatvame bharatiya sanskruti kaani videsham yokka sanskruti kaani sarva sanskrutini kodanu ee ekatvamto koodinatuntivi.
There is unity running through all these diverse cultures, whether it is Bharatiya
culture. Vichala bhavam lenatundi varu kanukune okkokaru madoka samskruti madoka samskruti madoka ee vidhanga vibhajistu vacharu.
People without broad mindedness have divided this into this is my culture, this is your culture.
Idi naadi Hindu matamu, idi naadi Christian matamu, idi naadi Islam matamu, idi naadi Bauddha matamu ani ee vidhanga vibhajinchadam lopala idi sankuchitame kaani vishalam kaadu.
Narrow mindedness is expressed when you call and divide this as Hindu religion, Christian religion, Islamic religion and so on.
Idi religion religion ante edo oka pratyekamaina pundi kaadu.
When you say religion, it is not something
different. Religion means realize is religion. Realize. That is religion.
Realize itself is religion.
అంతే కానీ ఇది ఒక నాలుగు రిలీజియన్ ఏదో ఒక రిలీజియన్ గా ఎవరైనా సరే రియలైజ్ చేసినటువంటి వాళ్ళంతా రిలీజియన్.
ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యావ్ రియలైజ్ వన్ ఈస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ రిలీజియన్. దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ లైక్ డిఫరెంట్ రిలీజియన్స్ అట్ ఆల్. దర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ రియలైజ్.
సరైన సమన్వయాన్ని మనం కొంతవరకు అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
దర్ ఇస్ నీడ్ ఫార్ బ్రింగింగ్ అబౌట్ ఎ కరెక్ట్ హార్మనీ బిట్వీన్ మెనీ థింగ్స్.
ఈనాడు శరీరము ఇంద్రియములకు కొంత సన్నిహిత సంబంధం ఉన్నది.
There is mutual relationship between body and
శరీరము శరీరము లేని ఇంద్రియము ఉండుటకు వీలు కాదు.
There cannot be body without senses.
అదే విధంగానే మనస్సుకు ఇంద్రియములకు శరీరములకు కూడా సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే దేర్ ఇస్ రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ మైండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్.
అదే విధంగానే తిరిగి బుద్ధి మనస్సు ఇంద్రియము దేహము కూడా సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే దేర్ ఇస్ మ్యూచువల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ మైండ్.
ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ,
వన్ స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
కృష్ణుడు ధృతరాష్ట్రుని దగ్గరికి రాయబారంగా వెళ్లాడు.
కృష్ణ వెంట ధృతరాష్ట్ర యాజ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్.
ధృతరాష్ట్రుడు ప్రశ్నించాడు,
ధృతరాష్ట్ర
పాండవులు కౌరవులు అన్నదమ్ముల బిడ్డలే.
కృష్ణ టోల్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర, ధృతరాష్ట్ర టోల్ కృష్ణ, వెల్ పాండవాస్ అండ్ కౌరవాస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ బ్రదర్స్ కజిన్.
నీవు పాండవులపైనే ఇంత ప్రీతి ఎందుకు, కౌరవులపైన మాత్రం ఎందుకు చూపకూడదు?
Why do you show so much of love on Pandavas alone? Why not on Kauravas?
భగవంతుడైన నీకే ఇట్టి భేదం ఉండవచ్చునా?
You are God. Can God have such kind of partiality?
ధృతరాష్ట్ర, నీవు కేవలం భౌతికమైన అంధుడే కాదు జ్ఞానాంతుడు కూడాను నీవు అన్నాడు.
Krishna told, you are not merely physically blind, you are also spiritually blind, he said.
ఇక్కడ పాండవులకు నాకు ఉండేటువంటి సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం నేను చెప్తున్నాను.
I will tell you the type of relationship that exists between myself and Pandavas.
ఎవరు నన్ను ఆశ్రయిస్తారు?
Whoever takes shelter under me.
ఎవరు నన్ను సరైన మార్గంలో ఎన్నుకుంటారో.
Whoever have just chosen me.
ఎవరు నాకు శరణాగతి అవుతాడో.
Whoever surrenders to me.
వారిని నేను ఆదరించక తప్పదు.
I will have to extend protection to them.
అందువల్లనే ఒకానొక సమయంలో నారదుడు కూడా అడిగాడు, నారాయణ నీవు ఎక్కడ ఉంటావో నాకు తెలియదు, నీకు బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫీసులు చాలా ఉంటున్నాయి, కానీ సరైన అడ్రస్ నాకు ఇవ్వమని చెప్పి కోరాడు.
నారద ఆస్క్ నారాయణ వన్స్ అపాన్ ఎ టైమ్, ప్లీజ్ లెట్ మీ నో వేర్ యూ స్టే. యూ స్టే ఇన్ సో మెనీ ప్లేసెస్ విచ్ మే బి కాల్డ్ బ్రాంచ్
ఆఫీసెస్ అన్నాడు కృష్ణుడు.
కృష్ణ టోల్డ్, దిస్
ఇస్ భక్త యత్ర గాయంతి తత్ర తిష్టారి నారద. ఎవరు వారి హృదయమునందు నన్ను పరిపూర్ణమైన ప్రేమతో చింతిస్తుంటారో అక్కడే నేను శాశ్వతంగా ఉంటాను. ఇది బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫీస్ కాదు, ఇది కేవలం హెడ్ ఆఫీసే అన్నాడు.
కృష్ణ టోల్డ్ నారద, నారద, విచ్ ఎవర్ డివోటీ ఇన్ హిస్ హార్ట్ విత్ టోటల్ డివోషన్ థింక్స్ ఆఫ్ మీ అండ్ సింగ్స్ మీ, దేర్ ఐ గెట్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ మై రియల్ అడ్రస్.
పాండవులకు నాకు ఉండేటువంటి సంబంధం నీకు చెప్తున్నాను వినమన్నాడు.
The type of relationship between Pandavas and me, let me tell you.
ఇది దేహము.
This is the physical body.
దీనికి రెండు కాళ్ళు ఉన్నాయి.
There are two legs.
కడుపు ఒకటి ఉంటుండాలి.
There is a stomach.
భుజములు రెండు ఉంటున్నాయి.
There are two shoulders.
ఒకటి ఉంటుండాలి.
There is one head.
ఈ అన్నింటి యొక్క చేరికనే దీనికి ఒక దేహము.
With all these things, it can be called a body.
కనుక ధర్మజుడు శిరస్సు వంటి వాడు.
ధర్మజ is like my head.
అర్జునుడు భుజములు వంటి వాడు.
అర్జున may be compared to my
భీముడు కడుపు వంటి వాడు.
భీమ మే బి కంపేర్డ్ టు మై
నకుల సహదేవుడు కాళ్ళు వంటి వారు.
నకుల సహదేవ మే బి కంపేర్డ్
టు మై దేహంలో కృష్ణుడే గుండె వంటి వాడు అన్నారు.
అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ లైక్ హార్ట్.
ఈ గుండె లేకపోతే దేహం లేదు.
వితౌట్ హార్ట్ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ,
దేహం లేకపోతే గుండె మనకు కనిపించదు.
అండ్ వితౌట్ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ,
కనుక పాండవులకు నాకు ఉండేటువంటి సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం ఇది అన్నాడు.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ క్లోజ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ దట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బిట్వీన్ పాండవ.
అదే విధంగానే దేహము ఇంద్రియములు మనస్సు బుద్ధి ఈ అన్నింటితో పాటు చేరుకున్నటువంటిది ఆత్మ.
ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే ఆత్మ ఇస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద ఫిజికల్
బాడీ, చేరినటువంటిది మైండ్ ఒక్క రూపము
అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్
ఏకం సత్ ఒకటే రూపమే.
దెర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ ఫామ్.
ఏక దేహములో అనేక అంగములు ఉండినట్టుగా ఏక ప్రభువుకు అనేక నామ అనేక రూపములు ధరిస్తూ ఉంటాయి.
గాడ్ టేక్స్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ బాడీస్ హావ్ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్.
కనుక మనము ఇంద్రియ విషయాలను, దేహ సంబంధమైన విషయాలను కేవలం కొంతవరకు మాత్రమే గుర్తించుకున్నాం. ఇంకా తదుపరి, ఈ మనస్సుకు ఇంద్రియములకు, బుద్ధికి మనస్సుకు ఇంద్రియములకు ఏ విధమైన సంబంధం ఉంది, అన్నింటి ఎందుకు ఆత్మతత్వము ఏకధారగా అంతర్వాహినిగా ఏ విధంగా ప్రసరిస్తుంది అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని మున్ముందు తెలుసుకుందాం.
We have so far known something about the body and sense organs. Later on we'll have to know the type of relationship that exists between the sense organs, the mind and the intelligence and the soul, which is like an undercurrent which activates all these things.
I think that completes this discourse.
Right, that's the end of the fifth discourse in that series.
So many points in this last segment. He begins with the difference, or the the meaning,
the
true meaning,
yeah,
between culture and spirituality, and then that's how Swami goes on from there.
And Swami gives this hierarchy of Samskriti, which is culture. Mm-hmm. Swami says it comes from Samskritam, or mm-hmm. refinement.
Correct.
And that refinement should be based on Adhyatmikam,
correct,
which is spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, so they are inseparable in nature.
True. He also says, he talks about educare that has to come from within.
Right.
It has to come from the source. So I think that is the true nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Swami, for character, as we saw in that Prema Vahini,
right, yeah,
Swami uses two words. One is Swabhava, and another is Guna. So, Swabhava is your actual nature. I suppose Swami addresses people to that actual nature. And what is your actual nature?
And the manifestation of that nature in your actions is Gunas. What you see as
true,
a person's
true
character or habits. Or
true. And then there is this meaning of Vishnu that Swami says.
Right.
Vishnu is all pervasive. Vishnu itself is Vishwa plus Anu. Anu is in every atom.
Right.
So, God is present everywhere.
Right. And you know, Swami is bringing in this same idea of unity
mm-hmm.
to these through these two ways. One is, as you said, Vishwam, and Swami later says how each one is a limb of that same God.
Yes.
And the other way is Swami saying that every culture
mm-hmm.
is based on actually spirituality, and that spirituality is common.
Correct.
And again, the same concept of, you know, Swabhavam and Gunas which you raised,
mm-hmm.
which Swami has told in Premavaini, I think the same thing. Where the Swabhavam is spiritual in every religion,
mm-hmm.
the way it manifests itself depends on which part of the world it is in, what are the conditions in which
correct
that religion was born.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially they are all spiritual, and that is why you have to see the unity which is hidden in all religions. And that's pretty much the theme of the discourse which was played in Mandir today also.
Okay.
You know, when Swami is talking about Indian independence,
mm-hmm.
very beautifully Swami is quoting from history, and he said, in every situation you can see that the true enemies for the Indian rulers
mm.
were the Indians themselves.
You lack know, of unity.
The British came mm. and could find that one person who was the weak link in the kingdom and brought the kingdom down.
Mm-hmm.
Swami is saying that lack of unity
mm.
is what has led to India being a slave to a Western power for so many years,
mm.
200 years.
Mm.
Says. And then beautiful analogy of that seed, where Swami says the two cotyledons are like one being the spiritual
another the
aspect
secular.
And the secular.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami, and that's another thing which Swami is again and again repeating. If you look at the summer course where young students are, those who have enrolled for their BSCs and MSCs and all that, Swami is saying that it does not mean I'm telling you stop
all that. This is not
education.
Separate from that. Yeah. Realization and religion.
Right.
It goes on to that. Then I think he comes directly to this portion where we get the actual meaning of who the Pandavas were. And he says, no, that link is very beautiful, because he says just as the Pandavas were part of his form, so is the Atman. So he says the body, the senses, the mind, all of them form a part of that form,
right,
and the Atman is the soul.
Right.
So just like he says Yudhishthira is the head, and even in the Vedas, in the Purusha Sukta, it's mentioned. This whole caste system that the Indian culture, you know, people followed it in our ancient culture. It was actually more of a convenience, and it's not strictly by birth. So just as you said, mentioned just now, these two are not separate.
Right.
I mean, your worldly life and your spiritual path is not separate. So was the caste system. Just because you're born a Brahmin, it was, I think, more by virtue of what you would like to do.
Absolutely.
And that's how the caste system was.
Right.
But later it got distorted into.
And you know, interesting that you raised that Purusha Suktam, mm-hmm. you know, where Swami is. In the Purusha Suktam, there is that head is the Brahmin and the shoulders mm. are the Kshatriyas.
Mm.
If you look at this, the description which Krishna is saying,
mm-hmm.
Dharmaja is the head.
Correct.
Which means the one who discriminates
mm-hmm.
among the Pandavas, Dharmaja, he represents the head.
Mm-hmm.
And Arjuna, the one who is skillful, he is mm-hmm. the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the Pandavas had their own powers. Each of them had their own strengths.
Correct.
But when Krishna says that I am the heart,
mm-hmm.
though all these have different strengths and different roles to play in that human body,
mm-hmm.
all are based on me. All turn
Correct.
To me for their sustenance, and that is why mm-hmm. I am as close to them as, you know, where Vridasha is asking, why are you close to them when you're not close to the Kauravas,
mm-hmm.
when both are the same, from the same family.
True. You know, this is actually stretching the analogy a little bit,
okay.
but I can't help recollect that episode when there was this drama where Krishna and the Pandavas were a part of the drama.
Okay.
And how Krishna came to the rescue of the Pandavas way back.
Mm-hmm.
We had a much toned down version of that
okay.
in a different way. Let me just quickly go through this episode. See, what happened was, we were there, Swami was calling all the Pandavas and Krishna and the boys who were acting.
Doing, drama,
one of the convocation dramas in, I think,
99. Okay.
So, Swami would regularly ask, you know, tell the dialogues and this and that. And then one fine day Swami called and asked, what about the costumes?
Mm-hmm.
What costumes are you going to have? So they looked at each other there, and some of the elders who were there, Swami, very good costumes are available in Anantapur. And Swami said, okay, bring, I want to see. And next day promptly they brought two trunks full of, you know, all the Pandavas okay. costume, crowns mm-hmm. and robes and this and that. Abbas, it was so sweet actually when Swami said, this is all for village dramas.
Okay.
this is not for my students. Then he asked, why you don't get better costumes? Then they said, Swami, we get, try to get from Bangalore. So then there was a gap for 2-3 days. Of course, the elders went and they found out. Then when Swami, after 2-3 days, he called again, what happened to the costumes? They said, Swami, we have found out. But what? Where are they? Swami, what happened? Swami, they are a bit expensive.
Okay.
And it was expensive by the standards, by the amount of money that was
right.
actually being spent for the drama. So it was a, you know, a situation where they couldn't take a decision because Swami had told them to go, and so they were silent about it. Then Swami asked, oh, it is expensive. Then very beautifully Swami asked, did you tell my name?
Okay.
Did you tell that Swami is asking? Then the warden was, you know, dumbfounded. Like, he said, no, Swami, we didn't use your name. He said, go and tell. Tell that Swami wants to see. And next day, that person drove down from Bangalore. With
the person who has the shop.
Yeah, he brought all the costumes. He came all the way from Bangalore. And then he was so happy. He said, this is a lifetime opportunity. And this is how Swami solved the drama, you know, the dilemma in today's world.
Amazing. That's a beautiful recollection. And I think that brings us to the end of this program, as much as it brought us to the end of this discourse. But Swami is ending this discourse by saying what is following in the discourses to come.
Mm-hmm.
Swami is saying that I've spoken about the mind, I've spoken about the senses, about the body. Now I'm going to speak to you about the interrelationship between these, the buddhi, the mind, the senses. But dear listeners, for that we'll have to wait for a week. We'll join you again next week, 7:30, as part of Thursday Live, with the next episode of Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Bishu's here with his guests for his program, a special on Indian independence, and that's going to be exciting nevertheless. We're going to leave you with the bhajan which Swami sang at the end of this discourse, and at the other end of this bhajan, you'll be joined by Bishu and his guest for the day. We offer this effort of ours at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
Madhura Madhura Murali Ganashyama, Madhura Madhura Murali Ganashyama, Madhuradipate Radhe Shyama, Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari, Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari, Meera Ke Prabhu Udaya Vihari, Meera Ke Prabhu Udaya Vihari, Madhura Madhura Murali Ganashyama, Madhura Madhuradipate Radhe Shyama, Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari, He Giridhari, Meera Ke Prabhu Udaya Vihari, Meera Ke Prabhu Udaya Vihari, Madhura Madhura Murali Ganashyama, Madhuradipate Radhe Shyama.